last I saw, you were at TED Talks riding your bike to the airport. Do you still do that?
Not as much. It's gotten a little sketchy out there, you know, so I try to limit how much exposure I have to big old SUVs trying to get to the airport. But it was fun.
As much as you travel around the world, are you on your way to France? The tour's coming up. It's almost July.
That's right. No, I'm not going to be heading to France this year. I'm going to stay here in America to help Taylor Finney prepare for the Olympic Games in Rio. So we're going to start a training camp hopefully next week after they make the announcement. We're crossing our fingers that he's got the nod for the Olympics. It looks like that may be the case, we hope. And if that's the case, beginning next Monday, we're going to put ourselves in a deep, dark hole for 4 weeks as we prepare for Rio.
Professional cyclists, they're really operating at a different level.
That's right. They're mutants. For sure.
I'm familiar a little bit with their schedule. They eat, they sleep, and they ride.
That's right. You also forgot they use the bathroom a lot.
You're a physiologist.
That's right. What goes in must come out. It's the first law of something. Yeah, they're incredible athletes, you know, and they're incredible endurance athletes. And I think that they showcase what's possible with the human body. And they're a great point of inspiration for me. They always have been. And that's always been my interest in the sport of cycling.
Dr. Alan Lim from Scratch Labs in Boulder, as you've worked on nutritional supplements, it seems like the specter of doping sort of covers everything. You could come up with a great little nut extract, and all of a sudden that shows up on some list.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but I think that the idea of, say, doping in professional sports really mirrors what's happening in our own society with respect to how we take care of ourselves, or how we have developed kind of this dependency on medications or on modern day medicine. I think that in many ways, there's a lot of cultural fraud in both medicine and sport. And those performance enhancing drugs that are being used really come from the same place. They come from a really big pharmaceutical industrial complex that would rather sell you a pill than have you go for a walk. So I think that as Americans, you know, it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves. It's the responsibility of these athletes to ride clean, to be ethical. And I think that it ultimately comes down to teaching these athletes and people the basic life skills to take care of themselves. Because when you do, it's incredible what the human body can accomplish. None of that can be replicated with a pill.
The daily rider, I don't know if he's delivering packages downtown or if he's become a commuter, and the weekend warrior. These are sort of different categories of cyclists.
Yeah, I think that they are a different category of cyclists, but they're all cyclists. And in my mind, riding a bicycle has its own basic joy, whether you're commuting to work or whether or not you're doing it for fitness or for racing. That's really the magic of it all, and it's what brings us all together. So, yeah, we all have different goals, and we all have different purpose, but the machine is the same, and it's a beautiful machine.
Thank you, Dr. Lim.
Thank you very much. Yeah.